Simon Yud Zayin Halachot Tasim Hisak Emsa Krishma. If you interrupted in the middle of saying Krishma, Dahinum and Shema Yisrael Ad Ala Aretz, which is from Shema Yisrael to the end of the second paragraph, Machmas Einus Shahya Mochach Lahafsik. If it's through an Einus, Kagan Shay Tzarach Lotzis Lasis Tzarachov, if you were forced, for example, to go out to relieve yourself, Ashnim Satsaya Babayis, or if there was Tzaya found in the house. If you waited the amount of time that it would take to read the entire Kriyashma, you have to begin from the beginning of Kriyashma. Halacha Yud, Kara Kriyashma, V'nichlas Abez HaKnesses, Matzatzibah Shakar and Kriyashma. If you already said Kriyashma, and you entered Shul, and you found that the Tzibah was saying Kriyashma, Tzarech Likra Simayim called Kriyashma, you have to say the entire Kriyashma with them. That it should not appear that you are unwilling to accept all machashemayim with your friends. And you get schar like you're learning Torah. This also applies if you're in shul reciting tachanunim or other things that it's mutter to be mafsik in. And if you are in some place where you cannot interrupt, we already learned previously where you can interrupt in or where you can't. If you do not yet lay in Kriyashma, you should say with the tzibar. You should be mechaven that you're not being yotzig your chiyav of kesein Kriyashma, kadesh yukar achar kach in our brachas, that you should be mekabel it and read it later on with its brachas. This rule also applies to other tefillos, like Ashrei and Aleinu, and similar to those, I feel piyutim armim mayam, and even the piyutim that are said with them, in order that you should not separate the tzibar. So if you come in and the tzibar is saying Aleinu, you should say Aleinu as well. Simin Yod Ches Hilchos Tfil Shman Esrei, the halachas of Shman Esrei, halacha Aleph, Zman Tfil HaShachar Mitzvah Sosh Yatzchol Emanetzach Hama. The ideal time for saying Shman Esrei is at sunrise, K'dachsiv, like it says in the Pasuk, Yirarucha Im HaShamesh. So they will fear you when the sun shines. With the evidence, Mitzvah Achash Alam HaShachar, if you say Shman Esrei after the Amud HaShachar, Yatzah Yer Osir Yatzah. The zman for tefillah is until a third of the day. You cannot daven after a third of the day. If it so happened that you delayed longer, even intentionally, you are allowed to daven until chatzayis hayom. Even though you do not get schar tefillah in the proper time, schar ketefillah mi'aika, you still have the schar of davening itself. If you were bemazed, you waited until after chatzayis and you didn't daven shemen esrei of shacharis, and you do not have any way of making it up. Vol of Nemar, and someone that does this, it's said upon him, Mu'uvas la'yuchal liskain, what is crooked cannot be made straight. M'mshagagoy nenas, if he was a shagig or an oinis, Yivar b'simen chaf alaf, we'll learn in simen chaf alaf what he does.